Next question is from Lloyd. I have been on a bit of a journey down the bottom of the rabbit hole. I have read many books and watched many documentaries about the pandemic, financial situation, and ancient civilizations. I feel like I have a good understanding of the current situation, but it has come at the cost of being quite isolated. None of my friendship groups share the same ideas and become scared or defensive if I bring up anything out of the mainstream. Sometimes I feel compelled to share some of the things that I have learned slash understood about the world with people I meet, but now often I feel that it is not worth it due to the reactions. I have a problem that unless someone I meet is willing to go into some of these ideas, they are not worth taking the time to get to know because they will just reject me when they find out what I really believe. I read The Law of One when I first became interested in this path about 3 years ago during the lockdowns, and it made a lot of sense to me. I feel like the current situation is putting me in a state of separation. Do you have any advice on how to deal with the isolation? It would be much appreciated.
So, Lloyd, I'm going to give you the same prescription for this answer. I certainly understand everything you're talking about. I'm sure that the vast majority of people on this call can deeply relate to what you kind of laid out there, especially in the last 3 years. But just as a helpful warning, I see so many people in the spiritual community or truth community, whatever you want to call it, like just getting sucked into this black hole of negativity. Because, and this is fully expected, right? It's all innocent. No one's wrong for doing this, but because an enormous amount of the negative polarity is manifesting to the surface level on our planet, because we're going through this transition to a higher frequency, it's got to purge out the false, the negative frequencies, so it can imbue a higher frequency of light and love. And so, because we're seeing that, what we call corruption, manifesting at unprecedented levels, if we give our attention to that, our I am energy, as we just said, in a negative light where we're worrying, we're complaining, we're getting angry, anything like that, we must know we are actively adding more negative energy into that field and inviting more of those kinds of circumstances into our life. So, you're saying, I keep meeting people that don't see what I see or feel what I feel, and I get rejected by them. Or now I'm afraid to even try to make friends because I know they'll just reject me when they find out what I believe. Again, super common, obviously, especially in these days. But I want you to see how you created that reality by feeling like, first of all, identifying with your beliefs. If someone rejects my beliefs, I am rejected. Why? I am what I believe. That's where you've been giving your I am energy to these beliefs about whatever it is, right? The global cabal, the deep state, the ancient bloodlines of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the evils they've been doing on this planet for so long. That's what you're placing your energy on. So even if that's like relatively true, it doesn't matter, right? You're giving energy to it and creating more of it. And that's why these kinds of dark realities manifest on our planet, because it's a accumulation of all the collective greed and selfishness and hatred towards my brother and sister, division, enmity with others. All human beings on the planet embody those energies to some degree, and so the collective manifestation of all that negative energy in all of us has to be what we see today. So we have no reason to get angry. We as a collective have absolutely created this. And so, if you could take a step back for a minute, Lloyd, and realize, oh, I live on a very warlike planet with a species that's very tribalistic and barbaric in that way, then why should I be shocked at the kind of corruption I'm seeing? It makes perfect sense that a species, humanity, that's been killing each other in mass genocide and war for thousands of years. Imagine the level of separation that that kind of insanity of mass murder is like totally accepted as a normal part of life. So, of course, we're going to see these very negative manifestations. But that's only because that's where humanity's been placing more of its attention, right? Dwelling on the negative. So that's what we've created. Now we're evolving into the fourth density and choosing to consciously create a world of love and unity and harmony and peace, where the very idea of war becomes absolutely unthinkable and insane. Once enough people on our planet believe that war is unthinkable and insane, we will never see war again. Simple, right? So the fact that we're seeing war means most people still believe that it's sort of valid in some way. So let's not be shocked at what we see manifesting, guys. We don't need to place any negative attention on it. It has plenty already. Can I see the perfect universe behind the ego's projection? Can I see that in God's universe there's no war? Nothing in the universe itself is at war. It's all in perfect relationship and harmony. Creation and co-creation. That's all that exists in reality. So can I see that beautiful heavenly reality and place all my love and affection on that and just meditate on the beauty and perfection of the universe? And even though people behind me are going to war and murdering each other, I can be like, wow, they're going to see it soon. I believe it. This is too wonderful to be hidden. I'm just going to keep seeing it. I'm going to keep seeing it. They'll see it soon enough. That's how you create that reality in the collective, is you've got to see it. And enough of us have to see it. So I hope this would be like an encouraging shift in perspective for you, that you're not obligated to place all your attention on corrupt things that are happening in order to be a positive response to those things. Like, life doesn't need to use you through your anger. It can, and it does, right? Because that's the evolution of consciousness. Most of humanity is just really angry at the negative polarity and trying to go to war with it. And so the universe can use that to some degree to continue evolution, but it can never be transcendence in and of itself until humanity rises above the energy of anger to a much more enlightened, high-level energy of acceptance and non-resistance. And that will be what actually allows the negative polarity on this planet to dissolve out of the frequency permanently. And that's the fourth density civilization. So this is why we emphasize here in 40U, you are the fourth density, but if you want to bring it to this planet, you got to realize it for yourself. What you receive is what you also give. If you receive fourth density consciousness for yourself, then you will be giving that out to the universe in like manner as a reflection. So it's your greatest responsibility and your only responsibility to realize the truth of oneness and live from it. To live in the kingdom of heaven in reality. Don't live in the insane world with all of them. Don't live in the polarized, divided world with everybody by being polarized and divided. Notice every time your energy shrinks or contracts around these topics, and then actively deny all belief in it. I deny all belief in evil and war and division. These things do not exist in reality, and I affirm that I am the perfect harmony and unity on this planet. Can you just embody that? Well then, boy howdy, you're going to create a whole lot more change than anybody going out on the street and protesting in anger. And your help may be silent and not seen by anyone, but didn't Jesus say that that's the best way to be of service? To let your service remain unseen by others? That way your heart is pure and in full alignment with integrity, that your service is for the right reasons, right? It's pure service. So in everything we've talked about today, that catalyst you just laid out is the perfect opportunity to start using that positive use of denial and affirmation of truth. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high-quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me though about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.